Hey, tree service.
Noon, James. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, David?
Hey, not too much. Not too much, man. Just wanted to reach out to see how your week was going.
Oh, yeah. Let me just get my hands rinsed off. Digging in the dirt.
Digging in the dirt right now. You're out there in the field putting in some work.
What was that, brother?
Not too much, man. So it sounds like you're out there. You're in the field right now putting in some work.
Yeah, right, well, I got a little lady I do little things for, so doing something.
Nice. That sounds good, James. So you get any chance to think about what we had talked about, your listing here within the first page of Google?
Yeah, I want to. So what were you saying, $249 is a one-time payment?
Yeah, $249, that's a flat rate fee. Now, it is a month-to-month fee. But keep in mind, this plan is looking to pay for itself. That's the objective here, that it's going to be paying for itself. Now, it is month to month, right? So if you get to a point where you feel like it's not paying for itself or we're underperforming, keep in mind that you have a performance team that's always monitoring your account as well. So if we notice underperformance or even at the end of every month, we always reach out to you so we can go over performance. If you have any questions or if there's anything we can do to tweak it, to continue our performance or better it, we do that every single month. So, I mean, we're that real white glove service for you. We're going to make sure that you're always taken care of. And the only thing you got to do is continue answering those phones and obviously filling those jobs, right? We're going to provide you the conveniences you need and make sure you're taken care of.
All right. $250 a month.
Well, that's $249, and it's flat rate, right? So you won't see no taxes. You won't see it go up. That's also going to have $100 worth of ad spend, right? So that's going to go directly to advertisements. So if you're already using any money in advertisements, that's going to be saved up for you as well as your Yelp listing. So I know that's live, and remember, we're going to encompass Yelp. So if you pay for them already up front, well, I understand, but if you're paying a monthly fee to them, that's some more money that we're going to be able to save you because your Yelp is going to stay live, but we're going to put in all the other features. So you're going to be optimized. You'll have all the first place Google listings. You're also going to have your ad spend as well as we'll be building you out that website, right? So we'll buy the domain on your behalf and we'll go ahead and build you out the website. We'll present it to you within 10 to 14 days. And if you like it, you say, hey, you know what? I love the way it looks. Put it live. We set it live and we're ready to go.
All right. Well, it's like I'm going to deal with Yelp. I'm not in any deal with them. I'm on free ads trial right now. But they charge me in a few days. I think my Yelp guaranteed thing costs $9 a day, maybe. And then, or maybe this, maybe I got it backwards. Maybe it's $4 a day for the Yelp. And then for the Yelp guarantee, and then like $13 a day for whatever ads they're throwing up there, I think, is what it goes up to. So you're saying that I need to get rid of that?
Yeah, well, you're going to be at 510. I mean, you don't need to get rid of that. If you want to purchase extra ads with Yelp, you're more than welcome. But what I'm saying is that you are more than welcome to, you're not going to have to renew with them because we're packaged with them already. So inside of this plan itself, your Yelp listing will stay live. Now, as far as additional like sponsored ads, if you're going to buy sponsored ads, I would honestly say we want to go with sponsored ads to something like Google versus a Yelp, because remember, Yelp, they're only going to be able to find that sponsored ad in Yelp. With Google, the sponsored ad is going to go right at the top page of the area that they're searching.
Okay, well, all right. I mean, I can.
But I mean, literally at $17 a day, because if the numbers you gave me, your rate with Yelp is going to go up to $510 a month.
Well, they got what it says is $390, so I think I'm on like a 9 and 4, maybe. Maybe it's 13 total.
Okay.
So I think they're doing $9 an ad per day. Yeah, I think because it says $390 on the thing. But I haven't even started paying it yet. You know, they're giving me some free trial, which I'm telling you, it's working pretty good. I mean,
yeah, no,
I don't
Yelp
need
is a
whole
good director.
Yeah.
They are popular, and that's why we partner with them, right? That's just a small percentage of lead generation for us. You know, that's literally about 3% of lead generation that you'll be seeing from a plan like this, because that's going to stay active for you. So you'll continue to get that business. But now we're going to add everything else on top, right? So basically, we turn into what used to be the phone book on everybody's driveway. You were listed, and you knew that your number was in everybody's household, right, if they were looking for you. Well, now you're making sure that you're listed, and everybody that has their phone, which is everybody with a smartphone, is going to be listed, right? So if they're looking for any of those services, they activate. We're the data service provider. We make sure you show up on the front.
All right. So I get a dashboard with Google or something?
Absolutely. So you do get that dashboard we talked about. So you're going to get that Google Business Analytics dashboard. That's going to show you all the keywords and phrases you're listed for. It'll show you where your searches are coming from. It also has your CRM services, which will help you track your new customers' phone calls. If you're needing to record any of those phone calls for sales purposes or to protect your business for any reason, you're more than welcome to. You have that feature as well. You will also get your answering services along with this plan. Thank you for calling Jesus Nazareth Arbor. Press 1 for new customers, 2 for existing, right, to help you go ahead and contain the traffic that's coming through. Because on the first page of Google, you're obviously going to get more phone calls because you're going to be listed in all the directories on Bing, on Apple Maps, Apple Searches, Google. You're going to get an increase of phone calls. With those, we'll give you the conveniences to help you track and obviously filter properly. Now, what you also see on that dashboard is you're going to have some cool conveniences. So like right now, you're working with somebody, right? When you leave, what you'll be able to do is open it, and you'll click a button to send out a link to them, and that will be right for your 5-star reviews. That will go right on your Google business profile. So everybody that sees your business sees what a great job you're doing in your community.
Yeah, that's the main thing I want to get. I don't want to keep continuing with Yelp because they keep stealing my reviews. I talked to a guy this morning because I got a scam lead through there. And they're not going to do anything about the guy that's scamming people, nor are they going to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so with us, we are going to allot you some protection there, right? So CNBC did a piece on us as we're one of the top companies that actually helps and protects small businesses, right? And they aired that on the news. It's on the email that I sent you, right? So with that being said, what we do for you is you get a spam call. You have call tracking. So what you're going to do is you're going to either call me or send me a message, reach out to your client support team. You're going to tell them, hey, I got this spam call. Here's the phone number. It was at this time. Can you guys look into it? I'll reach out to our client outreach team, send them the information. If it does come back that that is a spam call, that it is somebody that's trying to scam you, they're going to block that number and all the numbers associated with it. And then they'll take their proper steps going forward, right? Looking into those phone numbers, and then they kind of take it from there. But these are definitely things that we do for you guys to make sure that we limit spam calls. And at the same time, you're not getting these people trying to scam you.
Yeah. Well, this was a clear check fraud scam. I've encountered it before on Craigslist. That's how I knew about it. It's like they say they're going to be out of town, but they want the job done, but they just bought this home and they want it done before they move in, and they're going to send you a check, but it's in the former owner's name because they haven't closed yet. And you need to go down to the bank and cash that check and take your deposit out of it and then send them the rest of the money until the job's complete. And what happens is, as soon as you go to the bank to cash that check, they are supposed to arrest you. But if they don't and you get away with it and then you accidentally send this person the money, they disappear, you don't have a tree lead, and you're stuck with $1,000 in your pocket that's somebody else's money, but you're on the hook for $4,000 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that's what was happening today, and Yelp wasn't going to do anything about that.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, you get a call like that, you just reach out to me at my extension. Hey, Dave, I got this phone call, man. It's this number. Can you guys look into it? I'll submit the request, and then our client outreach team will be getting right back with you and let you know what the outcome was. And if they block that number, and then they'll just kind of take it from there.
Yeah. Well, man, I got to make a decision.
And look, I know that you may be a little bit nervous, right? And I get it. It's going to be your first time. Your business is brand new. But here's the thing, James, and I'll be real with you. I'm pretty sure when you started your business, you sat down and you said a prayer and you said, send me the right people, send me the right company, send me something that can grow, right? Think about James 1:6. When you ask, you must believe and not doubt, right? And I'm telling you, I'm here to help you. I wouldn't be sitting here trying to scam you, James. It's not what we do. We wouldn't be sitting here scamming people for $249 with a company that's been here for 20 years. We're here to help. When I tell you that these things are going to work for you, they are. You're going to access all the customers that are looking for your services at the time that they're looking. You'll be right there to catch them. That's going to make a difference for you. Being activated on all assets, being activated across, getting your social media a good foothold, that solid ground, and continuing with your Yelp services where you're already getting money. I mean, that in itself should be an assurance that, hey, you know what? If you want to continue with Yelp, you're on the hook for at least $390 right now, right? Yeah. With us, you'll continue with Yelp at $249. I'll build you a website. We're going to give you search engine optimization, Apple, Google, Yelp, all of it, as well as $100 towards your Facebook, so that way we can continue to saturate your community with your flyers for people that were actually looking for your services.
All right.
Yes, I am. I really don't have a choice. I gotta use somebody, and I don't want to use Yelp. Let's go ahead and do it.
We're going to protect you, and we're going to have Yelp for you, so you'll continue with those services. So give me a chance. 30 days, you're going to be happy.
All right.
Okay, now there's a few things that I'm going to go over before I even start taking your credit card info, and it won't take too long. I know you're working, right? But I want to go back over the timeline so you know when to expect everything. And then we'll do a voice verification. What that does is it outlines your pre-discounted program, because I got you on the $600 plan, but I got it at $249 for the brand new business, right? We're opening up that window for return on investment. So be confident, man. This plan is designed to make money off of $600 a month, right? So be confident, be excited. Let's get through this one. Sound fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, James. So first thing, we're going to go through the breakdown again. So day 1 to 3, right after we do this, what you're going to get is your calendar invite. That's going to be for your onboarding call. That one will take 30 minutes. We can either get it done later today, if I'll look at the calendar, or, well, today's Friday. I really want to try to get it done today, so you don't got to wait till Monday. I have some openings for after lunch. Perfect. Okay. So day 1 to 3, we're going to take care of that, right? Come Monday morning, we're going to get started on everything else. So we'll move on to day 5 to 7. By next week, we're going to have your reporting dashboard going live, as well as all your directory submissions. So you're going to see your Yelp is live. Your Bing is now live. Your Apple is now live. You'll get those emails letting you know. And once they're live, your dashboard is now live, because it has information to transmit, if that makes sense, right? Now we move on to day 7 to 14. Your website's going to be live by this time, and your Facebook ads are going to be up and running. So we'll go ahead and be generating some business there. By the time we get to day 45 to 60, you're going to find yourself in first place rankings in all the areas that we have you listed. That's going to be the key for us, and it's going to be great. Now, that's our timeline, right? So the next thing that we want to do is that voice verification. Now, before we take any type of card info, I want to explain this to you so that way you feel comfortable asking me questions and making sure you understand before we process any type of payment. Does that sound fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if there's anything you don't understand, just say, hey, Dave, I kind of don't understand that. Can you explain it for me? And I'll rephrase it. All right, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Please state the name of your business.
Trees of Nazareth Arbor.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
James Hagel, owner.
Okay, so are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yeah, I'm the only billed party.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, James, it is important you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. What we're going to do is we're going to provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not any other company. So what you're going to have is three options available for you. Do you want your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The city I was born in.
Okay. What would that be, James?
Avon Park, Florida.
Okay. I'm just going to put Avon Park.
All right.
Okay, now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay, now, they calls, they do come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. So please save our 877 numbers, Local Splash, under your contacts. I'll text it to you as soon as we're done, so that way you have it also. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Additional marketing, that means anybody else I'm using?
Yeah, so like say, you know, we've been working with you already for a few months, and if somebody else is calling you to say, hey, we want to do this, this, and this for you, just give me a call, James. Let me know, hey, these guys, they're calling me about this. They want to help me out with such and such, and I'll let you know if it's something we're already doing for you so you're not getting charged twice. And at the same time, I'll let you know if it's something that's going to hurt the algorithms that we have in place for your first place listings in those areas, right?
Okay.
So it's just anybody reaches out, just give me that courtesy so that way I make sure that you're protected, right?
Oh.
That's one of the main things we do for you. Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 2nd in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the second day in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So that's the voice verification, pretty simple. It outlines your amount as well as your cancellation terms. So this one, it does get sent out to you in writing with your invoice. So no worries, you'll have that on file. All right, can I get a last name for you, James?
Hagel, H-A-G-E-L.
Okay. Now, what are the hours of operation that we're listing on the first page of Google for Monday through Friday?
I mean, I'll do 24 hours except Sunday.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to do Monday through Saturday, 24 hours, exception.
Yeah, I mean, I still answer the phone on Sunday. If it's an emergency, I just, God's day.
So, yeah, for sure. I agree. That's a day of rest. It hasn't been a good book. So do you want me to put appointment only or just closed?
Yeah, appointment only would be fine or something like that. Like, they can call. I don't mind.
Yeah.
It says if your sheep's in a ditch, dig him out. Yeah, if your oxen's in a ditch, dig him out.
Dig him out. Doesn't matter what day. Yep, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I want to get to the list of all the services. So I know that we have a few of them listed already. I want to make sure that I got them all because I know we got tree trimming, bush trimming. Were we doing tree removal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that scam this morning was actually a tree removal, and the only reason I found out it was a scam was because that real homeowner showed up, and he just bought the house, and I was like, well, since you're here looking at the trees, let me get your card. So it actually worked out pretty well.
You see, it is sent from above, man. They're lining you up. I mean, regardless, somebody came in to try to hurt you, and they didn't even realize. I mean, look, it was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, wear the armor. Hey.
Yeah, for sure. Wear the armor. I hear you. Wear the armor. Walk with it every day. Righteousness. All right. So we got tree removal, bush trimming, tree trimming. Okay, landscaping. I believe we did plant installation, right?
Yeah, I'll do that. I do plants. I'll do anything revolving outdoors, you know, but... Like, I'm doing pavers right now, but I try to stay away from that type of crap.
Gotcha. So when you say your number one service that you love to hear, you love to get, that's going to be what, your tree removal? Tree trimming, those are going to be your high
tree
tickets?
Tree removal, or tree trimming. Yeah, tree removal, tree trimming is priority. Palm trimming, I love. easy for me. Oh, I don't have to hire anybody.
How do you get up on the pump? You use the spikes and the belt?
Oh, yeah. Well, most of them I can, you know, it's Florida. We got short trees, so most of them I can
climb up there.
Yeah, we got little babies. The thing, Kelly.
yeah, for sure. Okay, you got a big old pump seat. Okay. And I've seen the guys get up there. I'm like, man, they got one belt and some spikes under their shoes, and they're like 40 feet in the air.
There's some videos online from some dude in South America, and he is friggin', he don't use anything. He doesn't even use a harness, nothing. He climbs up there. I think he holds his chainsaw with his toes while he's climbing. I don't remember how he did it.
There ain't no way.
Yeah, he's awesome, dude.
What did he do? Just bear hug the tree and just Tarzan?
Yeah. He got some tough inner thighs.
Yeah,
saddle leather
and
on
some,
him.
And some claws for feet. He probably does it barefoot, too.
Yeah, he was barefoot.
Yeah, I knew it, man. In South America, he's just clawing those toes in and he's just right in there.
Hey, the courage of this man, you know. It's either courage or just not being smart enough to recognize danger.
Or necessity.
Yeah, necessity.
That's right, necessity. Hey, I got to, you know what I mean? I got to feed my kids. Let's get up here and let's see. And he got really good at it. With nothing. You know what I mean? It's kind of how we make it work. Okay, so we got all these hours of operation, and we got your services listed. Okay, perfect. Now, is there anywhere inside of that radius that we're going to set up that you would not want to be targeting or retargeting?
Orange Park. Anywhere in Clay County, really.
Okay. No Orange Park, no Clay County. Gotcha.
Yeah. Man. I need some new roads out there.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. All right, so we got all that in. Now, the billing address we have on file is in Jacksonville, Florida, 32204. Is that still the same?
Yes, sir. 325 Stockton.
325 Stockton. All right. Now, are we going to be using a Master, Visa, or Amex?
Visa.
Okay. Go ahead, when you're ready.
440-6698-0824-0600.
Okay, expiration?
0126.
January 26. And security code.
864.
Okay, let me update that for you. Now we want to get to our client interview. What time are you going to be available after lunch?
Today?
I'd really like to get it. I mean, it's up to you. We have a 3-day window. We can do it Monday morning. But if we get it done today... Yeah, come Monday morning. Let's get it going. Yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't know, 4 o'clock good?
Okay, 4 o'clock works for me.
Three, four, what time is it now? 1:05? Yeah, they give me 2 hours to try and finish this.
Yeah, for sure. I can get you down at, let me see.
Like 3:30, anywhere in there is good.
Okay. So that's 2 hours. So I can get you at 3 p.m. for sure.
All right, cool. Right there.
Okay, sec. All right, now I'm going to send your calendar invite out to the email, the Jesus of Nazareth at Gmail.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So hey, no, isn't on. Part of it y'all make me a different email or something? Is that part of this?
No, so you're going to something else. You can still use the same email. What we're going to make is going to be your website, right?
Oh, okay.
So we're going to, we're building you out a website. We're going to buy the domain and build out the website, all that kind of stuff. But it'll be associated with your business email and all of that, right? So your Google business profile will be with that email. I mean, unless you want to set up a different one, but I mean, it's pretty much your business, right? Your business email.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, I use it for everything, but I mean, I am my business.
Sure. Okay. Now, maybe I might have put something wrong on the card because for some reason it's coming back as declined. It's not even giving me like a reason why. But we may want to. The only information it's giving me right now is the expiration, because obviously it X's everything out once I put it in, right? But the expiration is January 2026, Security 864. It's a Visa.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we may just need to re-go over the numbers.
What about the name on it? Is James Allen Hagel Jr.?
Allen Hagel. I just had James Hagel. Yeah, just JR, right?
James Allen Hagel Jr., yes, sir.
Okay. You think you could read me back the numbers one more time?
I can. 4400.
Okay.
4400 6698 0824 0600.
Okay. I have 4400 6698 0824 0600.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's at 325 Stockton. That's just the way it sounds. Stockton.
Yes, sir.
All right, Jacksonville, Florida, 32204. Mm-hmm. All right, is there a company name by any chance on the card?
No.
Okay, so let me go ahead and try that.
No, I need to set up a company bank account still.
Oh, I see. It's your actual, your bank is protecting you. So it says suspected fraud, probably because I tried to run it two different times, one without the name and then one with the extra name. So you're probably going to have to get like, because sometimes that happens with me. I'll be in a different area and I'll try to run my card and it'll tell me, oh, well, you've been blocked. And so I got to call Bank of America and then they'll take off the hold and say, oh, you verify this one? Or sometimes they just shoot me a text message to see if I'll verify the actual charge itself.
All right. All right, well, I'll have to get in touch with them. Let's see if I have an email from them or something I can just...
Yeah, they might have already sent something out to you.
Oh, here it is, yeah. Verify 249, do you authorize? Yes.
James Hagelman, no, I'm working on this one.
Thanks for verifying. So, no further action is required.
Yeah, I'm just going to give it a moment or two while I'm working on your email and your calendar, anybody. Okay, and then the phone number... Yeah, we're going to be making the call is going to be this one, right? 904-544-0364. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and give it a run. I'll be the first ones to congratulate you on locking in your exclusive listing on that Google Map section. I'm really glad I held it for you, James, honestly. I just had a feeling, and I held it all week. My boss was like, why haven't we worked back on this one? I said, don't worry. I said, it'll get filled. And I knew it was going to be good for us, man. So I'm excited you were able to lock that one in for you, James. Now, I went ahead and sent out your Google invite. You should be getting that one right now.
Okay, an email.
Now, it's going to show as 1 p.m. Oh, you know what? That's going to put you, if I do 1, you're in Florida, so it's already 1 o'clock over there. So we have, that's going to put you at 4 o'clock. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. It's going to show one, but it'll put you up four because our client onboarding team's in California. So they're a couple hours behind you. All right, so you got that one. Now I'm going to also send you out some more information here real quick. You're also going to, I'm pretty sure right now you're getting some messages that there's going to be like your logins for your client dashboard and things like that. So we'll be setting all that up for you.
Okay.
So there goes that one. Okay. So we got your hours of operation. We got your services. We're not doing any Orange Park or Clay County. Monday through Saturday is 24 hours and Sunday is appointment only. Very good. Well, then right here after lunch, I'll be giving you a call back. And what I'm going to do is usually it's either Nikki or Evan. They're the mapping coordinators and they'll be the ones that'll handle that call. But what I'm going to do is I'll call you first. I'll introduce you to them and then I'll pass you over. So that way you know who you're speaking with.
All righty.
Sound good, James?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, I'll let you get to it, and then we'll be back on the phone here after lunch.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Absolutely, James. Have a great one. We'll be talking to you in a bit.
You too. God bless.
God bless you, too, brother.
All right. Later.
Later.